Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question as it relates to this year when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday. As we have mentioned, in particular, Sfaradim keep the minhagim of Avelus, the minhagim of mourning, specifically during Shavua Shechava, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. Ashkenazim or more machmir on many of the minhagim of Avelus, keeping it for all of the 9 days or even the entire 3 weeks. So in a year like this, when Tisha B'Av is kept on Sunday, is there a Shavua Shechal Bo at all? So for Sfaradim, who are only keeping the minhagim for the most part during Shavua Shechal Bo, are there any minhagim of Avelus, or is it simply limited to Tisha B'Av itself, which is kept on Sunday? There are, in addition for Ashkenazim, certain consequences, but much less significant than those to the Sfaradim. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows: V'imchal Tisha B'Av Yom Rishon, if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, so the ninth of Av, the date of the ninth of Av is Sunday, or Osha B'Shabbos, or the ninth of Av is on Shabbos, V'nidcha L'achar Shabbos, and it's pushed off, and the fast is kept on Sunday. In other words, it's kept on the tenth of Av, because we're not going to fast on a Shabbos, which happened to be the ninth of Av. So in either of those scenarios, says the Shulchan Aruch, when the fast of Tisha B'Av is kept on Sunday, mutar b'shtei ha-shabbosos, it's mutar, these minhagim of Avelus are mutar on both weeks. That means the week bein shekodem matanis bein she'acharav, whether the week before the tainis to be kept on Sunday, so the prior week or the week after, in other words, from Sunday through the end of the week, we don't have these minhagim of Avelus, because there's really no Shavua Shechalbo. So that is the Ikar Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues and he says, V'yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion that despite the fact that we are fundamentally lenient and there's no Shavua Shechalbo, but there is an opinion, he says, Shenagu La'asar Kol Shavua Shelefanav. There's a minag that we are noheg to prohibit the minhagim of Avelut the week prior to Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is kept on Sunday. The prior week, they would keep the minhagim of Avelus chutz miyom hei v'yom vav, with the exception of Thursday and Friday, which is going into Shabbos, which would be mutter l'kavod Shabbos, for example, to do laundry and to do other the minhagim of Avelus, that would be overridden because of Kavod Shabbos. So the Magen Avram, just a side point here, says as follows, Shenagu L'Asor, that there are opinions that we are stricter. This is in the Yesh Misha Omer in the Shulchan Aruch. There are those that are stricter the entire week before. So he says here, that applies, Hainu Hecha Shachal B'Shabbos V'Nidcha. This opinion that says we are Machmir and we do have a quasi Shavua Shachalbo, we have a quasi Shavua Shachalbo the prior week, that happens to be the case when the ninth of Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off until Sunday. So the prior week, really leading up to Tisha B'Av, which is on Shabbos, there you should be Machmir. That's where no egg to be Machmir. However, if the ninth of Av is actually Sunday, it's not that it falls on Shabbos and is pushed to Sunday, but it's actually on Sunday, then even according to this more Machmir Shita, this Yesh Misha Omer, that we are no egg to have a Shua Shechalbo on the prior week, that would not be applicable. That's only applicable when Tisha B'Av falls actually on Shabbos and is pushed off, but not when Tisha B'Av is actually on Sunday. So continuing in that vein, we have here two important opinions brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The first one saying there's no Shavua Shechalbo when Tisha B'Av is kept on Sunday. And the second opinion says we are noheg to be machmir. We are noheg to keep the hilachas of Avelus the prior week. So which way do we paskin for Sfaradim in particular? So the Ben Ish Chai says we paskin like the Stam. In other words, the initial psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't say there is an opinion, he brings it simply the opinion itself. And then he brings there is an opinion as well, a secondary opinion. The implication is, and this is based on the principles of how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a statement, a psak halacha, and then you have a second one that says there's also an opinion, you go by the primary psak. That's stam. It doesn't say yesh misha omer, there's an opinion. It just paskins. Accordingly, v'lachein muta lechabes ulesaper b'shua shalafan. Tanna, says the Ben Ish Chai, in explaining the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Iker Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no Shavua Shachalbo, and accordingly it's permitted to do laundry, to take haircuts, to shave in the week prior. There's no Shavua Shachalbo, and he says that is how they were Noheg, says the Ben Ish Chai, they would do laundry in the Shavua the week before, and there's no Shavua Shachalbo. Nonetheless, he says something fascinating. He says when it comes to Tisporus, when it comes to getting of haircuts and shaving, he says, Ro'i lahoris la'am, we should teach people, it's worthwhile to teach people, the minag of the skein and the minag of the elders that is quoted in the Kolbo, to not take haircuts, and apparently he would mean shave as well, at all, lifnei osa Shabbos, coming into that Shabbos, in other words, that Shabbos that is either the 9th of Av, or is the 8th of Av, when it's going to be on Sunday, either way, going into that Shabbos, one should not, in advance of Shabbos, even the Kavod Shabbos, take a haircut and shave in order to go into the fast, because the fast is going to be kept on Sunday, a little maneuver. We should look a little bit that we're not maintaining our hygiene, not so much hygiene, but we're not taking care of ourselves in the sense that we're taking haircuts and we're shaving and we're focused on our physical beauty. That is something that we should not do, because we should look somewhat disheveled when we come into the fast. So the Ben Ish Chai is saying that despite the fact that fundamentally we paskin like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no Shavua Shechalba, but the exception to the rule would be taking a haircut and a shave coming into Shabbos, that indeed we don't want to look so put together come Sunday, the day of the fast. Accordingly, don't shave and get a haircut for purposes of coming into Shabbos, so we have more growth over those 2-3 day period. So, in fact, the Piskei Tshuva says when it comes to the Sfaradim, we indeed paskin like the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim, that we are lenient based on the initial opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no Shavua Shechalbo. And when it comes to Ashkenazim, this doesn't have a lot of nafkaminas, because we're keeping the 9 days or the 3 weeks for most of the minhagim. But indeed, it could have nafkaminas in certain areas as well for them. So the Piskei Tshuva indeed brings a list of certain things that when Ashkenazim also, they only keep certain minhagim for the Shavua Shechalbo, it's possible that we could be lenient in those areas as well. We could say as well that when it comes to a loss, a financial loss, when it comes to needing to shave for a job, which is not very common nowadays, but it could happen. We saw, we'll see in the Shita of the Igros Moshe, that if somebody is going to incur a financial loss, then he could shave all the way up to Shavua Shechalbo. So we would say in a year like this, based on this talk of the Shulchan Aruch, that there would be no Shavua Shechalbo, and it could be a nafkamina even for Ashkenazim saving all the way up until Shavua Shechalbo, no Shavua Shechalbo. So you could shave possibly, potentially, and we'll get into this in the future days, all the way up until that Shabbos, because then Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday. If no Shavua Shechalbo, then we would not have limitations on shaving. Haircuts, yes, 3 weeks, but shaving, maybe we could be lenient, and we'll leave that as an open question for the future days. Have a wonderful day.